Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. It's Black Hat Week, which is one of the largest shows in information security that we're all familiar with. It brings together everyone from hackers to security professionals and federal enforcement agencies under one roof to talk about what's happening in security, what's working, often what's not working, and some of the latest threats. ESET researchers Cameron Camp and Stephen Cobb are on the ground there in the sessions talking with folks, and here's a discussion with both of them about what they're seeing.
So, Brian, it's interesting. First thing we notice is that the FBI was front and center doing the keynote, and the former director, executive director of FBI, was talking about the threatscape. You know, is it getting better? Is it getting worse? And by his characterization, it's going crazy out there. He says that we only see a small percentage of the hacks that actually occur, you know, the ones that get reported or the ones that make the headlines. And of the ones we see, he says, you know, that's really the tip of the iceberg in terms of the total attacks, because he says somewhere upwards of 90% of the total attacks occur in the classified space, you know, public commercial websites. But in fact, governments and all this activity below the surface is we're just seeing the tiniest slice of the tiniest slice. And he really had a call to action for security types to help make it better.
Yeah, that was an interesting way that he ended his presentation, sort of a rousing call to action from information security professionals and from the sort of the wider public, was followed by a session in which a number of people who've been in the business for a long time, people like Bruce Schneier, Marcus Rainham, and Jeff Moss, who started Black Hat, were talking in a sort of an open forum way about, should it be the government's responsibility to protect us? So it was almost like some people took umbrage at the idea that, you know, we pay our taxes for the government to defend us, and yet here the government's saying, well, it's up to you guys, it's up to the public. So I think that's been something of a theme this week, where people are trying to decide whose responsibility security is. And at ESET, you know, we've always taken this approach that it's a holistic thing, that we want everybody to know how to protect their information. But at the same time, I think we all hope that the government's out there doing something to protect us.
Well, and it's interesting, too, that continuing the theme throughout Black Hat, there's a lot of new attack surfaces. I mean, obviously, the mobile devices are just gone crazy in terms of compute power, network access, the number of applications that are available for mobile, in ways like the ARM platform, the ARM processor, that we didn't really think about too much a few years ago, and yet people are buying more and more ARM processors on their mobile device, on their tablets, on smartphones now. And that represents new ways to attack through these. There's an information sharing component to most applications now. It's referred to as the API, the interface between programs. And that itself introduces high speed, often silent behind the scenes ways to exfiltrate or change data in mass scale. We've seen a lot of that here at Black Hat.
Yes, I think the community as a whole is really having to reevaluate its approach in some areas of information protection, where we're moving from a situation where you could keep your fingers crossed and hope you wouldn't be attacked and that the other guy would be the one that was hit, to a situation where it's more and more likely that you as an organization, say, are going to be attacked. And so how do you deal with that? How do you respond? Do you respond proactively? Do you kind of go after the bad guys who are attacking you? A lot of illegal issues with that, a lot of technical issues too. Or do you maybe try and disrupt the attack by deceiving people who are attacking you? That might be emerging as maybe a new business model, to have somebody protect your information by hiding it amongst false information. And so one of the things I really like about Black Hat is that there's this combination of deep technical content plus some really creative thinking about ways that we could improve security moving forward.
That's part one of the discussion about the things happening at Black Hat this week. Stay tuned next week. We'll continue the discussion. As always, visit ESET.com, click on the blog link, and you can read all about Black Hat and other security events as they happen. Thanks for listening.